the facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. The people of the United States have already formed their opinions and well understand the implications for the very life and safety of our nation. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed